for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, May the 24th, 2019, Jerry McGee is the speaker of the service teaching on What's Been Planted in Your Heart. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And I said, well, are you into sexual sin? She said, no. Are you into drugs? No. Are you into alcohol? Are you doing, well, what are you doing? Nothing. I said, finally, after a little while, I said, well, do you watch movies? And she said, oh, yeah, I do. I said, well, then where do you think all those blasphemous thoughts are coming from? You can be a person that never has an evil, profane, ugly thought in your head and start watching those movies, and all of a sudden, the F words come into your mind, perversions come in, adultery, fornication, bestiality. I mean, it's all coming to your mind. Where do you think those thoughts came from? I'm serious. We are being contaminated with movies. And Hollywood has got an agenda, and I'm telling you, the agenda's not good. The devil is smarter than most Christians. Well, he's smarter than we are. He knows all he has to do is plant those seeds in people's lives, and they're going to be manifesting. The perversion's going to be manifesting. Anyway, that was why she had evil thoughts. And she thought the thought she was thinking was what she was believing. And it was coming through her head, and so she thought she'd lost her salvation. And many, many times over the years, and those of you who are deliverance will tell you this is true, I've had people say, you know, I'm afraid to go home at night. I'm afraid to be in the dark. I'm afraid. I'm saying, have you ever watched horror movies? Oh, yeah. Well, since I was, I haven't been since a little kid. Well, let me tell you something. It got planted back there when you were a kid.
Yes.
So what kind of seeds has been planted in your heart? What's been manifesting in your life? Is it sexual sin? Is it perversion? Is it lust? Is it lewdness? Are you shacking up? And you know, as believers, how can we as believers sit and listen to somebody blaspheme and take the name of our Creator and King, take His name in vain? How can we listen to that? That's an abomination to God. God is not pleased with that. Not to speak of the words of profanity, all the nasty guttural words are the expressions of, God help us.
Jerry, I brought the 32 scriptures printed up if anybody wants them that's in the Word on the television. But the Lord had me do it before I left my home.
What words are you talking about?
There's 32 scriptures in the Bible that tells us not to have that operating in our home. And I have it in, I have,
okay, well, you can get it from D. Right. I had another lady the other day call me, and her daughter needed deliverance. She said, my daughter is just not functioning. She's not doing this. She's not doing that. I said, well, what's she into? Oh, she's in nothing. She's not into nothing. Does she watch? She play video games. Oh, no, she doesn't. Does she watch? Oh, no, she doesn't. I said, let me talk to your daughter. I said, what have you been into? Movies? Yeah, been into that. Harry Potter? Yeah, reading Harry Potter. And she said, and my teacher requires that everybody in the class read the book, read Harry Potter, watching Harry Potter movies. You know, if I had a child going to school and that teacher put the kid through Harry Potter, I'm telling you, I would raise a ruckus at that school. Can you believe that and the mother didn't even know what was going on? You know, some of the old-timey movies might be harder to watch, but every now and then they do talk about the Bible, and they do say something good, and that's still perverted, but it's not. But today, it's just profane, abominable. And so because of these evil seeds that have been planted,
we've opened our life up to lust. James 1:8 says that lust comes up out of the heart. So seeds of lust have been planted. What are we allowing our children to watch or look at? God tells us to work at our salvation with fear and trembling, and we do this by examining the fruit. Look at what's growing and trace it to the seed or the root. God wants us to have a clean thought life and a pure words, a clean mouth, and He wants to cleanse us. Hebrews 10 says that we can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus from all defilement. Jeremiah 1 says that we're to pull down, uproot, and pluck out, and then plant and rebuild. And one way we do that is we recognize, trace the fruit to the root, find out what was planted back there, deal with it, repent, do whatever you need to do to repent. And then it says that we're to plant and rebuild. And the way we plant and rebuild is to meditate on God's Word. One thing I've done since 1990, and I think it's probably been one of the most beneficial things to my life, is I play the Word. I don't do it when I come to camp because I already bring everything but the kitchen sink. But I listen to the Word of God, and I play it loud enough that it's not muffled, that I can hear the Word of God. I've played the Word of God over my bed while I sleep since 1990. Amen. Because your body sleeps, but your spirit man doesn't. It says that in the Song of Solomon, where the bride said, I'm asleep, but my body's asleep, but I'm awake. And so meditating on God's Word, Joshua 1:8, Joshua says, this book of the law, God's Word, will not depart from your mouth, but day and night you'll meditate on it. Be careful to do everything that it says, and it'll make your way prosperous, and everything you do will be a success. That's a powerful promise. And then through practicing the Word of God. For example, if it says, be anxious to nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all knowledge, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Practice it. Don't be anxious, but pray. If it says, don't do something, don't do it. And then let the Word of God have first priority in your life. First place, because the Word is Jesus. When you read the Word, you're creating the atmosphere of Jesus, because John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father. And then through obedience to the Word of God. And somebody might think you're being a fanatic, but who cares what they think as long as God's pleased. And the way we get free, make sure you're born again. And that's not just a head knowledge. 90% of church members are not even saved. And what's so sad is very few pastors are teaching the Word of God. They got all these big tithers, and they don't want to make the big tithers mad, so, you know, they don't preach the Word. And you know what? You better know the Word of God if you want to go to heaven. How can you live a Christian life if you don't know what the Word of God says? And if you've opened yourself up to movies, you've opened yourself up to an antichrist spirit, and that keeps you from the Word of God. Ask yourself, what is blocking me from getting in the Word of God? It's part of that Hollywood agenda. You've been programmed. Tear down the strongholds according to 2 Corinthians 10:4, 5, and 6. Examine the fruit, trace the fruit to the root. You can know what's been planted by looking at what the fruit is. Ask God to forgive you for not watching over your heart. Repent of every movie you've ever watched. Break soul ties with the authors, directors, writers, producers, musicians. I remember about in 1990, I took a girl through deliverance, and I spent 5 hours, and her problems were, I led her in repentance of every movie she'd ever seen. And then she called me. She came to my house, and then she called me, and she was bleeding from the rectum, and God gave me a word of knowledge. I said, yearning. And I've never remembered ever casting that spirit out of anybody except this particular girl, because I never thought of the word yearning. But when I cast out a spirit of yearning, she was healed. And every movie. She'd watched every movie. I said, you mean they see that on TV? I mean, all this sexual stuff she'd seen on television? She said, yeah, and that was back then before I knew what was going on. Repent over everything you've planted in your life. And right now, I mean, don't think about a garden full of weeds. Take one step at a time. Whatever's the problem is pointing you to the next thing God wants to uproot. And lay down your idols, and that's anything you love more than Jesus. You know you have an idol. If you have fear when you won't get it, or fear you'll lose it, or anger when you don't have it, or get depressed over it. Repent of worshiping the beast. And I read you the scripture of the plagues that's poured out on anyone that worships the beast. And we probably all have had forefathers that worshiped the beast if we haven't. Whatever your thing is the beast. You know, in Freemasonry, I believe, Randy, is it the 32nd degree in Freemasonry? They're building a temple with every level of Freemasonry. And when you get a certain level, the beast comes to sit in the temple. So repent of forefathers who had worshipped the beast through Freemasonry. And break the power of any spirits of cancer or plagues that have come on you because our pain that's come on you because of your forefathers. Ask God to cleanse you by the blood of Jesus. Practice Jeremiah 1 by pulling down, uprooting and plucking out everything that doesn't look like God. And it's a process. It's going to take you a lifetime to do it. And what you don't do, and you leave this earth, God's going to jerk you right into perfection. But you need to, my husband used to say, I need the prayer and you need the practice. So we need practicing overcoming because the promises of God are to the overcomer. And we all have things to overcome. But if you get overcome, instead of being an overcomer, God's not pleased with that because all the promises are to the overcomer. Okay, so stand up, and it'd be a good thing if you've been a movie person or a TV person or even occultic books, occultic games that you have read, that you've looked at, that you've seen, just to make a sin list and go back and list everything and one by one renounce and break those things. In fact, I tell people all the time, sometimes people call me and they've got so many problems you don't even know where to start. I say, go back and make a sin list, all the way back, as far back as you can remember. Start listing every sin that the Holy Spirit shows you. And then after you do that, you're going to get a lot of deliverance, but then, you know, God's going to show you something else. So, Father, pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. Forgive me for being a person that is a yeah but person that rejects your word. Forgive me for not knowing your word. God, forgive me for, I ask you to show me everything I need to repent of right now, Lord. Thank you that you're not going to chunk me. Thank you, you're the one that takes the trash out of my clay. So, Lord, I want to yield to the potter. And I ask you to show me, Lord, everything. Show me the source of all my evil thoughts, all the F words, all the words that I've heard on the TV or in the movies or the perversion. I ask you, God, to show me everything I need to repent of. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me for putting garbage in my heart. I ask you to show me all the times that I let the sun go down on my anger. Lord, I repent of everything you show me today, but I'm sure there's other things that you'll show me tomorrow. Forgive me for planting things in my life. Forgive me for holding unforgiveness in my heart. Forgive me for sowing to the flesh. Forgive me for not sowing with a view of righteousness. Forgive me for not sowing righteousness. Lord, I've been reaping vanity, trouble, pain, wickedness. Lord, forgive me for sowing to the flesh. and I've been reaping corruption. Forgive me for my sowing to the Spirit. Forgive me for putting two kinds of seed in my vineyard. Forgive me for letting the good seed be destroyed by the bad. Forgive me for having an Antichrist spirit. Forgive me for having an evil treasure instead of a good treasure. Thank you for showing me the seeds that have been planted in my life. Forgive me for speaking evil. Forgive me that I haven't thought on things that were honorable, righteous, pure, lovely, good report, good repute, excellent, and things that are worthy of praise. Forgive me that for not letting my mind dwell on these things. Lord, I tear down every stronghold that you've shown me. I break every yoke of bondage. In Jesus' name, I cast down every imagination, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I take every thought in my mind captive to the obedience of Christ. Lord, forgive me for speaking death with my mouth. Forgive me for worshiping the beast. Forgive me for being bitter and angry and not forgiving others. Lord, I ask you to remove the tormentors from my life. The pain of disease, sickness, and the inquisitor from me. Forgive me, Lord, for having a standard of measure, measuring back to people and not treating people the way... Forgive me for not treating people the way I want to be treated. Forgive me for every movie that you've shown me, every TV program, every book, Harry Potter, every book that I've read that was a cult. Forgive me for the deep perversion that I've been in that would cause me to be molested in my sleep or raped or sodomized. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to uproot all of that. Show me where all of that came in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for listening to voices that aren't your voice. You said your sheep hear your voice, and they obey you, and they'll not follow the voice of a stranger. Lord, I forgive my forefathers for all of the sin of worshiping the beast, of because of that gnawing their tongues with pain, boils and sickness and disease. Lord, forgive me for disobedience to your voice and your commandments. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery and committing adultery. Forgive me for fornication, lewdness, pornography, setting my eyes on evil. Forgive me for having a wanton spirit. Forgive me for lasciviousness, licentiousness, carousing, a party spirit. Lord, forgive me for setting my eyes on evil. I ask you to break the curse of jealousy that would cause my stomach to swell and my thigh to waste away. Forgive me for being a spiritual harlot, my heart going after other lovers. And Lord, thank you that the children's bread is not for the lost people, it's for your children. Forgive me for disobedience to your voice and your commandments that would open me up to the pestilence, boils, consumption, fever, inflammation, fiery heat, blight, mildew, boils, scorching, heat, madness, insanity, be driven mad by what I see, boils, tumors. Lord, I break these curses. I put them under the blood of Jesus. I forgive my forefathers for their disobedience to your word and your commandments. that would bring these things generationally on me. Forgive me for not being careful to observe all your law written in your book. Forgive me for blaming everything on the devil. Lord, you're the one that allows him to touch me. And Lord, I take my junky clay. And Lord, forgive me for trying to fix myself. Forgive me for trying to turn the potter's wheel. God, forgive me for rebellion. Lord, I yield to you, the potter. I come under your authority, Lord. And Lord, I confess my sin, and I thank you that you're faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus, that you became a curse for me at Calvary. Remind me to search the matters out. God, forgive me for not obeying every word of your Bible. Lord, forgive me for iniquity that's caused me to sigh and my strength to fail and my body to waste away. Forgive me for my sin that's caused there to be no soundness in my flesh. Forgive me for not remembering to show loving kindness, but loving cursing the afflicted and needy person, the despondent of heart to put them to death. Forgive me, Lord, for loving cursing. I ask you to remove this garment of cursing, the belt of cursing that's gone down in my body like water and oil in my bones. Forgive me for not producing good fruit, which would cause you to cut me off. Forgive me for all the times I've taken the Lord's Supper with sin in my life. And Lord, I've been weak, I've been sick, and Lord, even been close to this death or could even die from that. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for not trusting you with all my heart. Forgive me for leaning to my own understanding. Forgive me for not acknowledging you in all my ways. Forgive me for not making my path straight. Lord, I do that now by your grace. Forgive me for being wise in my own eyes. Forgive me for not fearing you, Lord. Forgive me for being fearful of every other thing. Lord, I turn from it, and you said it will be healing to my body and refreshment to my bones. Lord, forgive me for not walking straight paths. Forgive me for not strengthening hands that are weak and knees that are feeble. Forgive me for not making straight paths for my feet. God, I ask you to heal the lameness of my body. And thank you that you brought me to repentance before I get put out of joint. And Lord, forgive me for not pursuing peace with all men. Forgive me for not loving you with my whole heart, my whole soul, my body, my mind, and my neighbor as myself. Forgive me for breaking covenant with you. Forgive me for not wanting to live a holy life because I don't want to be considered a holy rollie or some kind of weird person. That's pride. Lord, forgive me for not keeping your commandments so that I can keep my soul. Forgive me for being careless of my ways. Everybody be repenting. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for not paying attention to your word and giving ear to your sayings. Forgive me for letting them depart from my sight and not keeping them in the midst of my heart. Forgive me for not watching over my heart, Lord. Forgive me for, I ask you to cleanse me of all the negative stuff that I think. I ask you to purify my thoughts, the things that I think. Forgive me for not having a tranquil heart that's life to the body. Forgive me for jealousy, envy, and rivalry that's rotten my bones. God, forgive me for not speaking pleasant words that are honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the body. Forgive me, Lord, for I forgive everybody that's hurt me in my lifetime, that's caused me to have a sad heart, that's caused and a broken spirit. I ask you to heal my broken heart, Lord. Forgive me for not going to the elders of the church for healing whenever I needed healing. Forgive me for sitting in a church that don't believe in anointing with oil. Forgive me for adding to the Word of God and taking away from the Word of God. Remove the curses of plagues. God, forgive me for sin that would cause me to be scorched with heat. Forgive me for blaspheming you, listening to blasphemous words. Forgive me for sitting under movies and TV and books that blasphemed your name. Lord, you said after a man is fully trained, he becomes like his teacher. And I've been becoming like the things that have been teaching me on TV and movies. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for worshiping the beast, blaspheming you. Lord, I repent. Forgive me for being entertained by blasphemous things and by perversion. Lord, forgive me for sitting in a harlot church that's not teaching the Word of God, that's not teaching me to repent of sin. And Lord, show me how to come out of her, lest I receive of her plagues. I repent of the works of my hands. Thank you for your promise that if I keep your covenant, you'll remove all sickness from me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're my doctor. Praise you, Lord. Forgive me for being defiled by Hollywood, by actors, directors, movies, producers. And Lord, if I'm not born again, forgive me for not being willing to deny my flesh, and take up my cross and follow you. Lord, forgive me for believing because I prayed a prayer I can live any old way I want to. Forgive me for thinking that because I've said that I believe in Jesus, so do the demons believe. Lord, forgive me for thinking that just because of that I can go to heaven and live any old way I want to. Forgive me for not wanting to walk in holiness and righteousness. Lord, I choose to strengthen hands that are weak and knees that are feeble and make straight paths for my feet from this day forward by your grace. Cleanse my mind of all profanity, evil words. Lord, I ask you to pull them down, uproot them and pluck them out and tear down every stronghold in my mind that causes me to even think during the day about these movies that I've watched. Forgive me for watching horror movies that's opened me up to fear. Forgive me for thinking, well, I really don't have fear. I'm just trying to use good sense. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for sowing unrighteous things in my heart. I forgive every person. Forgive me for not meditating on your word, being careful to do according to all that's written in it so that my way will be successful and prosperous. Forgive me for being overwhelmed by all the work that you need to do on me. Lord, I thank you that you're not overwhelmed. I thank you that you drive the enemy out little by little. Thank you that you who begun a good work in me will perform it in the day of the Lord Jesus. All I have to do is one thing, and that's to stay on the potter's wheel. You do the rest. You're the potter. You fashion the clay. You mold it. You fire it. You beat the bubbles out. Thank you for beating the bubbles out by letting me go through trials. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for your refinement. Forgive me for the lust that's down in my heart, the sin that's been down in my members. Lord, I ask you to take it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you'll help me meditate on your word. Put your word first. Practice your word. Put Jesus first. Let your word be first place in my life. Lord, help me to read your word. Give me a craving for your word. Lord, I ask you to tear down every stronghold that you've shown me. I break every curse of bondage. And Lord, thank you for showing me how to trace the fruit to the root. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for setting my mind on evil. I forgive everyone that's wounded me or hurt me. I repent over what's been planted in my life. I lay down every idol, anything I love more than you. Lord, forgive me for secret sin. I want to repent of every secret sin that no one knows about but you. I ask you to cleanse me by the blood of Jesus from all defilement. In Jesus' name, praise you, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every rotten seed. In Jesus' name, all defilement, we break your power. Every unclean spirit, all spirits of adultery, fornication, whoremongering spirits, lasciviousness, licentiousness, drunkenness, come out now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that will not confess Jesus Christ is Lord, every spirit that came in through the sins they've confessed, come out now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Give it a good cough. Cover them out. Come out in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of uncleanness, dirty talk, come out. All spirits of bestiality, pedophilia, molestation, anger, bitterness, hatred, strife, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits that came in through idolatry, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of fantasy, you come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of escape, in Jesus' name. You know, a lot of times the people do this because it's an escape from their problems. Come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of escape route, come out. All spirits of pleasure, the love of pleasure, come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of sorcery, witchcraft, I bind and break every word, curse, spell, hex, vex, charm, incantation, divination, assault, assignment, attachment, voodoo, magic, black magic, sorcery, enchantments, bewitchments, words of death, words of iniquity, curses, assignments, satanic rituals, spoken over those movies, over those TV programs. All spirits of lust and perversion, in the name of Jesus. We break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hatred, all evil seeds, we pull down, uproot, and pluck you out. Tear down every stronghold. I tear down the strongholds of television, strongholds of movies. I tear down strongholds of the love of pleasure. I command you to come down. Come out now. Out in Jesus' name. We break your power. Come out now. All spirits of sodomy, come out. Anal sex, oral sex, masturbation, come out. The spirits that molest them in their sleep, come out. Spirits that sodomize them, come out. Spirits that rape them in their sleep, come out now in Jesus' name. All perversion, Lord, I ask you to reveal all truth, the truth that sets every person free. All spirits of fear, doubt, unbelief, fear of man, fear of failure, fear of being in the dark, fear of confrontation, fear of being blamed, come out now in Jesus' name. All witchcraft, sorcery, pharmakia, doctors, my God, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of idolatry, come out. All spirits of worldliness, I break your power. Come out, take a deep breath. Cough them out in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All spirits of unbelief and doubt. All spirits that have drawn them away from the Word of God. All spirits that came in through not taking care of how they listened, that even what they thought they had, they lost. All spirits that have destroyed the good seed of God's Word in their heart. Lord, we pull that down in Jesus' name. Come out now, take a deep breath, cough them out in Jesus' name. All spirits that are of doubt and unbelief, lies and lying, deception, come out now. Delusion, come out. Deluding influence, come out now. All spirits that came in through not loving the truth, we break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoredoms, harlotry, spiritual adultery, fornication, come out. Homosexuality, lesbianism, orgies, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of spiritual adultery and harlotry, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All spirits that came in through Harry Potter and through evil books, come out now. All spirits that come in through movies that they've confessed, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. All spirits of jealousy, envy, contention, strife, warring, murder, come out now in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. All spirits of fear that came in through horror movies, come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of crippling spirits that have caused them to be put out of joint, all cancer spirits, come out. All bitterness, all arthritis, come out now. All cancer-related diseases, all diseases that came in through cancer, I'm sorry, all cancer that came in through sin, come out now in Jesus' name. Breast cancer, come out now in Jesus' name. Cancer of the body, come out now. Sadness, come out now. Loose on them a joyful heart. All spirits of hemorrhoids, tumors, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. We break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of confusion, come out now. Consumption, fever, blight, inflammation, come out now. Fiery heat, mildew, candida, come out now. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath and blow out. Out in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, mighty God. Bless you, God. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God you are. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Spiritual adultery in Jesus' name. All spirits of pestilence and plagues and sickness and disease leave their bodies now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. All spirits of marriage-breaking demons, all spirits of selfishness, greed, stinginess, leave now. All spirits in the men that keep them from loving their wives like Christ loves the church. All spirits of women of rebellion and antichrist and Jezebel. All Jezebel and men, come out. All Jezebel and women, come out. All Ahab and women, come out. All Ahab and men, come out. We break the curse of Ahab in Jesus' name. Sorcery, pharmakia, addictions to pills, addictions to drugs, addictions to alcohol, addictions to sex, addictions to pornography. We break your power. We tear down every stronghold in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we tear down addictions to food, gluttony, self-indulgence, overindulgence, hunger, fat, food, sugar, addictions to sugar. Come out. We break the power of diabetes in Jesus' name. Compromise, double-mindedness. We command you out now. In Jesus' name, we break your power. Out. Take a deep breath. Blow out. Take a deep cough. Cough them out. In Jesus' name, praise you, mighty God. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. We command all spirits of actors, come out. All the demons that are working in those actors and producers and directors and writers. In Jesus' name, we just cast out every spirit of Al Pacino, come out in Jesus' name. All those demons that came in through these actors that are Satanists, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. The familiar spirits of every actor they've idolized, every actress they've idolized, the familiar spirits of those actors, directors, come out now. All familiar spirits of Hollywood, come out now in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits, all defilement, come out. All defilement, bitterness, resentment, anger, hostility, come out now in the name of Jesus. We break your power. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, forgive me for trusting doctors more than I trust you. Forgive me for lying and saying that I'm trusting you when I'm really trusting the doctor. I break the power of that lie in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to take all band-aids off that I put on spiritual problems. Take all the band-aids off, Lord. And thank you for divine healing. A healing that won't come back. Lasting healing. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord, of our praises. We adore you, Lord. You're perfect. You're priceless. You're perfect. Thank you that you're our God, our King. Thank you that you're our Master, Lord. We pray that we won't just mouth it. We'll really mean it. Lord, I just choose to live a life of holiness. Lord, whatever it takes, I ask you to work in me so that I will have that sanctification and that holiness so that I can see you. I pray, Lord, that you help me live in such a way that when I stand before you, I'll not shrink back. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. I command tumors and boils to come out. I command blindness to go, failing eyes, eyesight, spiritual blindness, physical blindness, come out now in the name of Jesus. Prostate cancer, prostate, come out now in Jesus' name. Prostate problems, come out now in Jesus' name. Praise you, God. Bleeding, I command spirits of bleeding to leave in Jesus' name. All spirits of bleeding has to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, cancer, weakness has to go. Sickness has to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Cough them out in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, mighty God. Thank you that you inhabit our praises. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Lord, we cut every yoke of bondage off our necks in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to set your people free so they can live a holy life. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Gross perversion, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits that came into secret sins that they've let go of, come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of hiding, you come out now in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Lord, I ask you that when I step out of line that you'll convict me and not give me 1 minute of peace till I get back on your path. In Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, in the days ahead that they'll get more and more truth. Give them, Lord, forgive me for not loving the truth. You said if I don't love the truth, I get sent a strong delusion. And Jesus, you're the way, the truth, and the life. Your word is the truth. Nothing besides your word is truth. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. I command them in the name of Jesus. I command every demon that swallowed them up through movies, through TV. I command multiple personalities to go. You know, some of you I watch switch. Have you ever know people that 1 minute they're this way and the next minute that they're that way? It's like switching channels on a TV. A person that's multiple personality, they don't remember what they did on channel 3 when they're on channel 4. And some of you are minor, multiple. Some of you have got a real problem with it. And you know, deliverance, Jesus said, if you're not gathering with me, you're scattering. So, Lord, I gather them from all the places where they've been scattered in Jesus' name. I command all personalities, every demon power that's not the human person that was born in their bodies to come out now in Jesus' name. Out, cough it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. You know, if you have mood changes, I command the spirits of mood shifting and mood changes. Come out now in Jesus' name. Grumpy, come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Renegade, rebellion, antichrist, come out now in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirit of Snow White, come out in the name of Jesus. Horror, spirits of horror movies, come out. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Fantasy world, make-believe playmates, come out now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Take a deep breath and blow it out in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Did I say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit? Fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control in Jesus' name. And Lord, I take accountability. Pray for me, with me. I take accountability for whatever happened to me and the loins of my forefathers all the way back to Adam and Eve. I forgive my forefathers that are burning in hell right now for not loving you, Lord. I forgive my forefathers for all the people they wouldn't forgive. Lord, I forgive every person that my forefathers would not forgive in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through the bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in our lives through anything that's been confessed today. We break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses. We break soul ties with all of our forefathers, every person we've sinned with, every movie, producer, actor, director, musician, writer, songwriter. We break soul ties with all of them. We call back our soul and human spirit from them. We send back their souls and human spirits back to them. We change their image for the image of Christ. Now all demons that came in through everything they've confessed has to leave now in the name of Jesus. Break your power over every life, and we take thought, every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you to bless the food. We ask you to purify it, sanctify it, and thank you for it. Another day of wonderful food in America. We're blessed, Lord. And Lord, we pray for our president that you give him wisdom. Let him hear your voice behind him saying, this is the way, walk in it, and put a hedge of protection around him, Lord, and all of his allies. In Jesus' name, and his family, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.